the labor force has grown since, or the population has grown since then. So it's probably closer to 9 or 10 million who want to work and should be working, who are out of work. So for Wall Street, my friends on Wall Street, and I have a lot of them, I hear from them all the time complaining about the Fed's policies that are, you know, mucking up their trading strategies. I have zero sympathy because there are still 8 to 10 million Americans who want to work, who ought to be working, and we need to rebuild this labor market and put them back to work. And then at that point, there will be plenty of time to normalize monetary policy. And if we're wrong, if these inflation surprises are not transitory but end up being more persistent, we have the tools to deal with that. We have the tools to tighten monetary policy to keep inflation in check. I'm not worried about that. What I am worried about is not having another 10-year recovery for our labor market. That's devastating to millions of Americans, and we need to put them back to work much more quickly.